From Dallas to Joburg, it's Cooler on 919.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
Joining us on 919 this afternoon is an author from Texas named Kelly Stahl, who recently wrote a book called My Fight, My Story, documenting her journey through childhood cancer. She was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia at the age of 8. She has subsequently made a full recovery. She's happily married with children, but the full story in between is absolutely miraculous. And I'm so excited that she'll be able to share that with you. So Kelly, welcome to 919.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to get to speak to your fans out there.
Kelly, take us back to age 8. Up until the time of your diagnosis, had you led a relatively happy, healthy childhood?
Yes, everything was good. I was involved in sports. I did softball and cheer. And there came a time in first grade that I was having a lot of trouble walking, and I had a lot of, didn't have a lot of energy, and just fatigue and bone pain. At that time, my mom thought, my mom's a nurse, she's retired now, but she thought that it was just growing pains. And when I kept persisting with the pain, and she also noticed that I grind my teeth at night, that it was time to go to my primary care physician. Once we got to the primary care physician, they did some x-rays on my legs and everything looked normal. And, you know, we just went about our lives. And then the next symptom that was concerning was some facial and eye swelling. And my mom thought that it was cellulitis. And so that would require an antibiotic. So we went back to the PCP. And I went through a couple of rounds of antibiotics. And of course, it would help the symptoms, but it didn't make it go away completely. And then the next concern was I had a huge knot in the middle of my forehead. And of course, now looking back, we know that it was a collection of abnormal cells that were just trying to get through. So at that point, my primary care physician, we are really good friends, like family friends. My mom's had known him for many years. And so I think that he knew as the physician, he had the knowledge that he knew what it was, but he didn't want to be the one to tell my mom. And that would be a very hard position to be in.
Absolutely.
So he referred us over to Cook Children's. And by the end of the day, I was diagnosed with acute lymphocytic leukemia. Well, actually, I was diagnosed with cancer. Like, they knew that that's what it was. And I spent all day doing testing and body scans and lab draws and all the things. And then later that evening, I got a bone marrow biopsy. And by that next morning, they confirmed that it was acute lymphocytic leukemia.
And that was devastating news, of course, for you and your family. Yeah. And now you've penned this book, My Fight, My Story, which is available on hardcover through Amazon internationally. So I don't want to give away too much of the book because I'd love for people to read your story. There's a lot that we can discuss without giving away too much of the book. And one of the things that I thought was so remarkable in your journey was that the fact that your mom was a nurse at that stage and could be your best possible advocate and provide you with care at home, ultimately, which was a first for your part of Texas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my mom, as well as my care team at Cook Children's, they worked together to start the journey of home health, of chemo at home for children. And so we set that pathway, and my mom was able to give me injections at home. I had like a little pouch bag thing that delivered chemo to me. So it just kind of set the pathway for kids in the future to not have to go to the clinic or be out of school all the time. but that at home there were more options.
That's amazing. And I may have spoken out of turn. Was this a Texas first or was this a US first? Do you have any idea?
I think it was just Cook Children's in general. So probably like, you know, the DFW area.
Okay.
So yeah, they worked together, and my mom and Dr. Bowman became really good friends / almost like coworkers in a way. Mm-hmm. But it was just really neat to see their relationship. And even when I first, at that age and that maturity level, I didn't really understand what was going on. But as I grew older and began to understand, I'm like, they had a really good work, kind of a work relationship. And, you know, that's what my mom knew. She followed the doctor's orders and she executed them. And so it was just a really great healthcare team.
That's phenomenal. And what kind of a difference did that make for you being able to have those treatments at home eventually?
Yeah, I was able to attend school more. I missed some, but not as much as I would have. And it just gave me more opportunities to be like normal in a way, and to be part of this of society while fighting cancer. I mean, you look at how far chemo and treatments have come now. You go to the infusion room for the day and you get your treatment done, and then you get to go home. Or, you know, you take chemo pills at home. So it's just come a long way as far as trying to thrive in life with cancer.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm thankful for that progress. Tell us a little bit about the camp that you attended, because that got a special mention just with the friendships that you made along the way with other cancer patients, and some who survived and some who sadly did not survive.
Yeah. Yeah. So at school, it was really hard to adjust because I wasn't there all the time and kids didn't understand why I looked different. So camp was an outlet for me. I was able to go as a camper for a few years. My brother was able to attend. And then I was invited back as a counselor. So each year was just, it was just something else. It was phenomenal to be able to walk into camp, and everyone, you don't have to explain yourself. Everyone looks about the same, you know, no hair or little hair. And there was just this club. I mean, a club you don't want to be a part of, but a right. club that we're all a community together and we get it. And, the fact that we had all suffered loss at such a young age, and to see our friends like not be there one week, be there one week and not be there the next, mm-hmm. we could all just hug and cry and grieve all together, without any judgment or, you know, it was just this community that we needed. It was therapy beyond the hospital or the clinic.
Absolutely. Everyone who understood exactly where you were without you having to explain anything at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you went on to make a full recovery, and then ultimately were inspired to become a nurse yourself.
Yes.
Tell us a little more about that. Was it in part to your mom and part to the medical team, or to help kids who were going through a similar journey to you? What was your inspiration for deciding to become a nurse?
Yeah, I'm a third generation nurse. So it's definitely I think there's a compassion and a care that has been instilled in me from the very beginning. My grandmother and my mom, they both of their nursing career was focused on geriatrics. But I had a true passion for children. I'm just able to relate to them, and there's never a dull moment in pediatrics, and it's just fun. It's uplifting. And I really do owe a whole lot of credit to the care that I received at Cook Children's. And, I wanted to be able to provide that care back. Yes, I had thought and prayed about doing oncology as a nurse, but God just didn't want me there. And I think there's a true reason for that. I'll never know why, because I've never worked on the floor, but I think that it would just bring up way too much, but I have been able to make a difference where I'm at Cooks, the clinic, and being able to watch families grow and thrive and be there on their hardest days, because that's the first place that they visit when they're ill. That's the first place the baby comes right after it's born. And so I get to teach these new moms and teach, you know, and be a source of care and a listening ear or a hug at their most vulnerable points in their lives, these hard seasons. And so it's just been super rewarding for me to be back home, because Cooks is my home. I mean, I spent a great deal of my childhood there. That's where all my memories are. They're not at school. They're not playing sports. It's at Cook Children's getting treatment.
9919.
I just want to feel good every day.
9-1-9. The music never stops. Never stops. Good times never end. Good times.